Welcome back to Up to Date with Reese and Kate.
In this podcast, we talk about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between.
So we have a very special episode for you guys, and it's going to be one of the first of, we hope, many episodes. So once a month, we are going to be doing an interview with someone, and as of right now, it looks like all those interviews are going to be mostly about the coronavirus. So we're going to try to get people of all different demographics and age groups and everything, just so you guys can get like a different perspective from a lot of different people. So we're going to be uploading an interview hopefully once a month, so stay tuned for those. Reese, do you want to introduce our guest?
Sure. So our special guest for today's episode is Esther Kingswood. Esther, could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Esther Kingswood, and I am 9 years old, and I am in the fourth grade, and my favorite color is blue, and I love to read and hang out with my family and friends.
So today we are just going to be asking you some questions about coronavirus, so just like give us your honest answer, and yeah, let's get started.
Okay.
So our first question is just, can you tell us what the coronavirus is or what you know about it?
The coronavirus is a pandemic that, and the symptoms are cough and fever and shortness of breath. So that's really all I know about it.
Do you know like what age groups it targets and that?
Yeah, so it usually targets age groups between 60 and up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Do you know where it first started, Esther? Like where the first case happened?
The first case happened in China.
Yeah, good job.
Great job. So our second question for you today is, what was your reaction when you heard that there was a really contagious disease that was spreading all over the world and even in your own community?
Well, my first reaction was that I didn't think that I would get it and my family would get it. But now I kind of do sort of think that, but I wasn't very scared when I first heard about it.
Did you, like, would you ever have expected that this would affect you in the way that it has in this huge way?
No, I would have never expected that. I thought it would just be another thing like a cold or the flu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people thought. So how is the coronavirus and isolation affecting you on a day-to-day basis?
On a day-to-day basis, it is affecting me that I can't get out and I can't see my friends and I can't see most of my family. So that's really hard. And I am the type of girl who loves to get out. So that's been really hard for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been really hard for all of us.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling like that. So our next question for you, Esther, is how do you think other kids who are also your age are dealing with self-isolation and just in general not really being out in public?
Well, I feel like other kids must be feeling it a lot harder than I am, depending on their situations. But some kids must be feeling it like me, and some kids must be feeling it maybe a little easier than me. But it really depends on which situations you are in, and just depend on your character. So that's what I think how other kids are feeling my age.
What do you think like the hardest struggle is for your age group?
I think the hardest struggle is for my age group to go and see their friends, because I know that a lot of people my age love to do that. So I think that would be really hard.
So not being able to see their friends?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what kind of things do you think you're friends and your peers are doing during quarantine? Because like you can't be at school and you can't really be at grocery stores. So what kind of things do you think most kids are doing right now?
Probably reading a lot, getting outside a lot more, maybe doing school from online, but it probably those things, but one big thing, getting outside a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have really been getting outside a ton.
Yeah, I think that is one of the bigger benefits of isolation, is that people are and getting outside and hanging out with their family more, just like their family in their own home.
Yeah, a lot of people now are getting like really athletic and doing a lot of sports like in their backyards or things like that.
Yeah. So our next question is, what do you miss most about your life from before isolation began?
I miss going on road trips and sometimes going out to eat and going to church. And I really miss those things because I do those things with my family, and that's really special to me.
Yeah, and you said before, like, how much you love seeing your friends, so that must be really hard.
Definitely. So another question for you is, do you think our government is handling this whole crisis well? Or if are there any things you would do differently, or would you just keep doing everything the same way that they are?
Well, I think they are handling it well, but one thing that I might do differently is keep open hardware shops, because a lot of people are like painting and doing projects around the house. So those are the kind of things that people need, and they're in hardware shops. So
yeah, I think that'd be really helpful for a lot of people if they did open those up.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially like IKEA, I think, because if people are like redoing their homes while they're at home, and then because I know that's closed, and then they can't access those things.
Yeah.
So our next question is, what do you feel when you hear about all the sad stories resulting from the virus?
Well, I feel very sad for the people who have lost family members, and that must be really hard for them. And I'm very blessed to have a family that is healthy and that has good immune systems, and that I am just very, very blessed to have that. So other people must be facing it a lot harder than me and my family are.
Do you know anyone who has had or has the coronavirus?
No, I haven't, but my sister's friend has it. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yeah.
And another thing that's been in the news so much is people in seniors' homes.
Yes.
So I think that especially is just really, really devastating to hear about. And just the conditions that they're currently living in now with members of the Canadian military going into seniors' homes, it's just really crazy and really sad.
Mm-hmm. But what is the thing you are most looking forward to doing after quarantine is finished?
Going on the road trip that me and my family and I are going on. So that's going to be really fun. So we're going to go to the States, and we're going to go see some cousins in France. So I think that will be really fun. And getting to see my friends and playing with them. So mm-hmm. Those are the two things that I'm very excited for.
Are you excited to go back to school?
Yes. I'm excited to see my friends at school, not so much doing the schoolwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've talked a lot about how much you miss your friends and how much you like them. So it seems like they're a really important part of your life. Yeah. So do you think we're going
to... Okay, so I think that's all the questions we have left for you, Esther. But thank you so much for taking the time to come on and talk to us and share your perspective about this whole situation.
Yeah, it's been so interesting having you, and just thank you so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we hope you guys enjoyed that. We really enjoyed talking to Esther and getting her perspective. If you enjoyed that, just like send us an email and let us know, or you can let us know like questions you would want us to ask the next person we're going to interview, or just anything. We'll leave our email in the description box. And we hope you guys enjoyed that episode.
And if you haven't already listened to our episode from earlier this week, you should definitely go listen to that. It's a really great episode, in our opinions. And we hope you have a really great rest of your week.
Thanks for listening. Bye.